Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and just for qualification purpose, what is your current official party voter registration on file with the county elections office? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, then, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote, most of the time, some of the time, or rarely, or never?
Always.
Always. Okay, thank you. Okay, and do you recognize the name of Donald Trump, and would you say you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, or no opinion on him?
Favorable.
Rick Scott.
Favorable.
Keith Gross.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. And Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? The candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott.
Rick Scott.
Okay. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay. Thank you. All right, man. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
I approve.
Approve. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
He hasn't done that yet.
Okay, so would that be approved, disapproved?
Disapproved.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove or Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including, you know, the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates, you know, in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or do they have no effect on your vote?
Has no effect because that's a lot of crap.
Okay.
There were other things in play.
Okay. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote? The candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott.
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Okay. Thank you. All right. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support Scott.
So somewhat support, okay. All right, man, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
50 to 64, okay. And which of the following describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
White.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider yourself to be Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
A female.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening, and really thank you for your time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.